The Mishnah. Vayeshev Adam lifnei hasapo samuch lemincha hashi yispalo. He says, before tefillas mincha, a person is not permitted to sit in front of a barber. Rashi says, Layeshev Adam lifnei hasapo lehistaper, to get a haircut, samuch lemincha, kaidim lemincha. Others say a shir of 30 minutes before this man mincha. Ache is palo till Muldavin. Then he can go and get his haircut. La yichnas adam le melchatz, v'loy le bulsaki. A person should not enter a melchatz, a bathhouse, v'loy le bulsaki. A bulsaki is a tannery. V'loy lechel, he shouldn't start eating. V'loy le din, and he shouldn't, dayonim should not start to be oisik and adin before tfilas mincha. Vim hischilu, what happens if they had started? Ein mafsik, then they're permitted to continue, and they don't have to be mafsik to daven. Mafsikin le kriyishma, ve ein mafsikin le tfila. We're mafsik for krishma, ve ein mafsikin le tfila, and lechayre, the last Shura of the Mishnah is repetitious. We just said before, v'him ischilu ein mafsikin. So the Gemara is going to ask this kasha and that yud aleph on med aleph. We just said before, ein mafsikin letfila. Now let us see Rashi. Ache yispalo, shemo yishkach v'lo yispalo. So Rashi says the reason that one isn't permitted to take a haircut is because he might forget and he won't have it. Va'afilu, we'll come back to this Rashi. Va'afilu b'chayil nami. So Rashi says, how does this come into Masechta Shabbos? This is nageya b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. A person is not permitted to take a haircut because he might forget it and he won't have it. So this va'afilu b'chayil nami. This iser applies afilu b'chayil. So why does it say in Masechta Shabbos it belongs in Masechta Brachos? Shem de domi loha de toni gabo lo yetzei hachayev b'machtoi erev Shabbos im chashecha shem o yishkach v'yetzei mishetechshach. Because we have a similar halacha, which is negeya to Hilche Shabbos, that a tailor is not permitted to go out with the needle attached to him, because he might forget and he'll carry Mishatech Shach. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh put these halachas also together with Yen Halacha. Es Chazal Asel Pu'ulois Mutareis, because it might bring to Shikra. V'loi Yikonei Somach Leminche, Loi Lemelchet. V'taymo Dekulu, why isn't one allowed to go into a Melchet, Nabulsaki, now it is very interesting. Rashi says the reason of all these isurim is because these pu'ulas take time, and shemo yimshach at sheyavel zman tefila, he'll be torud in eating, in the melchot, and benkach u benkach at sheyaver zman tefila. So why did Rashi say before, by lo yeshev od uvnei hasapo, Rashi said it's a different time. Shemo yishkach v'lo yispalo. That's l'chayre, this is a different type of exeging gantzen. Shemo yimshach at sheyaver zman tefila means he's in the middle of eating, and the eating will be nimshach, and he'll pass by this mantle. Not he forgot to daven. That's a very modern case, that he forgot to daven. He's in the middle of eating. He doesn't have a clock in front of him. The frat is man chazal that didn't have such accurate clocks. So shemo yimshach ad sheyavos man tvila. This man tvila will pass by. So that's l'chayre v'gzeire. Rashi before said it's a different time. Shemo yishkach. The law is followed. It would seem this is a different gzeirin ganzen. He might forget completely. The law is followed. I didn't see anyone should be Ma'ira the Sa'ore, but it's very interesting, the Shini Haloshin in Rashi. It could be that what Rashi said before Shemo Yishkach, because Rashi says that is the reason the Tanna said this din in Masechta Shabbos, because there's also a Shash of Shemo Yishkach. Lo Yetze Hachayit B'machtoi, that's the same type of a Gzeire. He'll forget Shemo Yishkach, he'll forget that he has the Machat V'yetze Mishetechshach. So this is the same type of Gzeire. That's a Gzeire of Shikre. And later Rashi says, these things might be nimshach and hulbiyavas mantvila. L'chayred is ha'ore why Rashi said these two tamdo. V'mishchilu achas mikoleilu. What if he started one of these pa'ulays? Ein mafsikin. So he's not mechuyev to stop. Elo yigma. He finishes the suda. He finishes the haircut. V'achakach mispalo. And then he'll stop. Ubigmorim meforish b'deike shohus ligmer koidem sheyaver azman. The Gemara says that this is speaking about that all these things, normally, that even though he'll finish the suda, that means normally the haircut and everything else, he still has time after the gemar, after the end of the haircut and the suda, to daven. No chazal wa goizer, that shemo yimshach. It could be something will occur and there'll be over this man. But al koponim, we are speaking about that b'derech hateva, the eisik that he's eisik with, would normally end still, and there should still be time to daven. So therefore, there's aloche im hischil, so there's only alochatchil adikidin lo yaschil. He should not start eating. Preferable to daven first. But if he started already, so since normally he'll have time to daven after the Gemara Esik, so he's not mechuyev to be mafsik. To be Gemara meforish, that's what Rashi says, it's meforish in the Gemara, it's the Achroinim ask, there's not such a meforish in Gemara. Taisvus has diukim to prove that is pshat in the Mishnah. Others are geiris a gemara besukim meforish. Kesaisis brings a gemara in sukkah that says klar that the Mishnah is speaking about that there is time to be goimer the sude and he'll still have time to daven. Mavsikin lekriishma. One is mavsik lekriishma the isa midiraisa. So the pashtus lashon of Rashi is speaking about that. If in hischil, if he started to eat, we're speaking about Ma'ariv now already, and he started to eat, and he did not learn Krishma, is mafsikin le Krishma, the Isa midiraisa. He says, by Krishma, they weren't mekel, they didn't say im hischil ain mafsikin. No, if he did not learn Krishma, is mechuyev to be mafsik the student to learn Krishma, the isa midiraisa. The ain mafsikin letfile, and this is lechayra repetition from what we just said before. The gemara parich hatan lereisha. We just said before behim ischilu ain mafsikin. Rabbi Kiveger says, why did the Tana divide the first bove, the first case from the other cases? The Tanna should have said, lo yeshev odom, v'lo yichnas lemelchas, v'lo lebuski, v'lo lecha, v'lo ledin, ad she yispalo. Why did the Tanna separate the case of a haircut before all the other cases? So, Rabbi Kiveger says that the taspeires is more chomel than all other cases. Why? Because all other cases, the chash is only shem o yimshach. He'll go into merchatz, and maybe tzvetzachoysin, and he'll papas this man tefillah by achila. But theoretically, he could always be mafsik in the middle and the daven. So the whole thing is only a chash shem o yimshach. But he has the koyach to be mavsik. by taking a haircut, if he's in the middle of the haircut, he won't be able to be mafsik either, to go out and to daven, he'll look very modern, there's a shayla of kavod habris, so involved. So there's a greater chayma by the gzeira of taking a haircut than the other pu'ulas. So therefore, the Tanna put it into a different category. The Reish Yosef says a different teretz, why the Tanna put it in a different category, and it's punfakel. Later we're going to have one svar in the Gemara that the reason one is not permitted to take a haircut is because shema, maybe the scissors might break. Like me, normally a haircut does not take too long before Mincha Gedoyle. Why shouldn't he be permitted to take a haircut? How long does it take to take a haircut? No, Chazal, one of the Terutim of the Gemara is, Shema Yishaber Hazuk. Maybe the scissors might break, and till they fix the scissors, Ulfapas Zman Mincha. So the Magen Avraham says, so that is dafka by a barber that has one pair of scissors. But a barber that has a lot of scissors, four or five sets of scissors, so then he should be permitted to take a haircut, because one will break, but he has a surplus. So the Reish Yosef wants to say, the Tanna did not put the first Isser of Taspeiris together with the other Isurim, because the Isser of Taspeiris is not Isser all the time. It matters how many scissors the barber has. All the other Isurim are always Kayim. So therefore the Tanna was Mavdul, the Isser of Taspeiris, from all the other Pulas. That's what the Reish Yosef says. Let us see Tosfos. Lo yeshev Adam lifnei hasapo samuch leminche ad sheyispal. V'hoda omar bi'alvei psochim. But the Mishnah speaks about taking a haircut, and one of the Isurim is v'loy lechel. One is not permitted to eat samuch leminche ad sheyispalo. V'hodom ba'arve psochim arve shabosis va'arve yomim toivim lo yoichal ad shetechshach. The Gemara in Arve Psochim says that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, one is not permitted to eat ad shetechshach. So the reason is he should be able to eat Suda Shabbos and Suda Shantav L'Teyavoy. So that he's not permitted to eat. But it would seem from that Mishnah that a whole year he's permitted to eat. Tavke Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. So Tosfos says, Aynu Afilu Hispalo. The Mishnah Navi Psochim is speaking about that he daven Mincha already. So there's no Shah shall be Mevatel Tfilas Mincha Al Yedei Hasude. So there there's only a special Issa, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, also should be able to eat the Suda L'Tayovim. K'dem Aforish Osam, K'dei Sheyikonis L'Shabbos, K'shehu B'Tayva, that he should eat the Suda Shabbos L'Tayovim, with an appetite. Avoloi Yispalo, if he has yet, did not daven Mincha, Afilu B'Shar Yomim Nami Yosa, K'dem Ahoche, then it is also to eat, like it says in our Mishnah. Vim hischilu ein mafsikin. If he started to eat, so he's not mechuyev to be mafsik. So Taisva says, afilu hischilu be'iso. That means even though he had started to eat when he wasn't permitted to eat, the halacha was loy lechel, it was samuch lemincha, and he had already started to eat, and he wasn't permitted then to eat. But if he started, he may continue. Afilu hischilu be'isa. How do you know this? So Taisvus brings a Gemara k'demuchach besukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, k'abei mi shebo baderech, ve'ein biyoda ilulet, noit le'al shulchone. A person was bo min haderech, and he started eating, and he started to eat. So the Mishnah says, he's noitloi al shulchanai. He's mechuyev to be mafsik the sude, and to bench lulav in the middle of the sude. So there the Mishnah says, he's mechuyev to be mafsik the sude. Uporich, so the Gemara asks a kasha, lemeimre de mafsikin. So it seems from this Mishnah that he's in the middle of eating, he's mechuyev to stop eating, to be mamsik, and to be noita lalulav. Thus, now we learned in our Mishnah, im ischilu ein mafsik. And our Mishnah says, im ischilu ein mafsik. So the Gemara is a kash, and the Gemara says to Rutzen. One teretz is that lulav is a deiraiste, tefillah is a derabonon. So, about al kaponim, the Gemara had a kash. So, lechayre Tosfos said, I mean, what's the problem? V'loy mishani dehochel behischilu beheta. Our Mishnah is speaking about that he started eating beheta. He started eating before samach l'zman mincha. So there the Mishnah says if he started beheta, he's permitted to continue eating. V'gabi lule hischilu beisa. The mitav rozmanayu. By lulev it's always hischil beisa because the zman netila is from the morning. So why didn't the Gemara say this teretz? So we see from the Gemara that the Gemara held that our Mishnah is also speaking about Hischilu Be'isa. You couldn't say the teretz, that the Mishnah in Sukkah is speaking about Hischilu Be'isa, and our Mishnah is speaking about Hischilu Be'heter. So we see from our Gemara, from the Gemara in Sukkah, that our Mishnah is also speaking about Hischilu Be'isa. Now, it is very interesting. Tosfos brings down the Mishnah in Sukkah, but the way it says in our Mishnayis is not the way it says in our Tosfos. Now, in our Mishnayis it says as follows. Mi shebo baderech, v'loihoya lulev biyodai, noit loy al shulchan. So that would seem as follows. He's abo min haderech. That's how Tosfos learns pshat there. He was traveling. V'loihoya biyodei lulav, and he didn't have a lulav. And he came into his house. So it seems in his house he did have a lulav. And Rashi says he forgot and he started eating. Noit loy al shulchano. So he's mechuyev to be mafsik. So the way it says in the Mishnah in Sukkah, it would seem, he says, baderech he didn't have a lulav, lehoya biyodei lulav, but in his house he has a lulav. So he's zicha not permitted to eat. And Rashi says, shochach v'yochal. So Meila Tosfos had a good kasha. So why didn't the Gemara answer? So there it's hischil be'isr. And our Mishnah is hischil be'eter. But the gilsa that Tosfos says, mi shebo baderech, Ve'ein biyodai lulev, it would seem that now he doesn't have a lulev. Ein biyodai lulev means after he's born in aderech, ein biyodai lulev. In his house, he also didn't have a lulev. So watch out, noitle al shulchani, someone brought him a lulev. L'chayre, that is pshat in the Mishnah. Ein biyodai lulev, it means after, not lehoya biyodai lulev. And now, after he's born in aderech, ve'ein biyodai lulev. Noit loyal shulchanai. So l'chayr, according to Tosfos Gilse, so it could be, if he doesn't have a lulav now, he's permitted to eat. How, why is it poshut to Tosfos? For example, the Mishnah Berura brings down from the Chsam Seifa l'haloche, if a person does not have a lulav, and someone's going to bring him a lulav, he's permitted to eat. That's what the Chsam Seifa says. Because the one who'll bring him the lulav will remind him to be noit of the lulav. Why shouldn't he eat now? What should he do? He doesn't have a lulav now. So l'chayre, according to Tosfos Gilse, so why was it so poshut to Tosfos, ve'ein biyodei lulav noitle al shulchonai, that it is speaking about hischil be'isr? Maybe it's called hischil be'heter. Now I found the Morei Misod, he doesn't make the cheshbon with the Gilsois, but he says he doesn't know why was it poshut to Tosfos, he wasn't allowed to eat. He didn't have a lulav, so he's allowed to eat. That's how the Morei Misod asks on Tosfos. Al kaponim from Tosfos, it would seem, even though he doesn't have a lulav, he's also not permitted to eat. Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes in this shaila 2 days. Al kaponim from Tosfos, it would seem, even though he does not as yet have a lulav, he's not permitted to eat. So Tosfos calls that hischil be'isa. Al kaponim, Tosfos proves from the Gemara in Sukkah that our Mishnah is also speaking about hischil be'isa. And even though he wasn't permitted to start eating, but if he started to eat, he may continue. And let us skip the other rayas, because we'll have to learn the Gemara further to understand the other two rayas. Ein mafsikit. So it says, v'im hischil, ein mafsikit. He can continue to eat. So Taisva says, v'davke b'de'ike shehus b'yoyim lehispalo. So Taisus is not telling us Pshat in the Mishnah, that one should not think that Pshat in the Mishnah is, if he started to eat, he may continue eating, and he can forget about davening. No, that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is that he can continue eating, but we're speaking about the Ike Shehus Bayoim Lispalo, that there's time after the Gmar Hasud that he'll still have time to eat. If the Suda will take its normal course, he'll have time to daven after the Suda. Dav kibbe de ike shuhus ba yoyim lehispala. Al koponim from Taisvis Vaistois, Taisvis is going to bring a raya to this. Vaistois, Taisvis had a pilpul in this. Taisvis had a shaila, a person started to eat, and Taisvis had a shaila, and maybe he won't have time to daven. Im ischilu eim avsikim. He's permitted to continue eating. And Taisus is going to bring a raya from a Gemara Nitazoi. L'chayre, it's very difficult to understand what's the shaila. Mehechi Taisi, he started to eat, so he's potter from davening? But it seems Taisus had such a suffix. And we see later, Taisus taka says, Amayre di kechidish. Taisus says, if Tfilas Alvis is a reshus, reshus does not mean a reshus, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a chayit, and he started to eat, he can continue eating even though he won't daven. That's what Taisus says, Lamaisa. So we see there are certain mitzvahs that if it's difficult, there's a tilche to be mafsik, one is takke potter from the mitzvah. Taisus says, Lahaloche, by Tfilas Alvis Rishus, if he started to eat, he can continue eating even though he won't daven Meirev. The Mishneh Brura says, Lahaloche, if he started to eat, and because he started to eat, he'll miss Tfilah B'tzibul, he's permitted to miss Tfilah B'tzibul. So we see, very interesting, there are certain mitzvahs. I mean, we see even by mitzvahs the Araisa, by mitzvah Sukkah, if it started raining and he went into the house and it stopped raining, he's not mechuyev to go out. But there you could say there's a different than Teishu came to do. There's a special halach over there that a mitzvah is potter. But al kaponim, we do see such a musig. That if it's difficult, a person will have difficulties to be mekayim the mitzvah. He's not mechuyev to be the mekayim the mitzvah. So Taisus over here had a shaila. Maybe if he started to eat already, it's finished. So he's permitted to continue eating. So Taisus says, no, that's not pshat in our Mishnah. Not by minchal kaponim. V'davke b'de'ike shuhus b'yoyim lehispalu. K'demashme b'gemore. The Gemara says, lame, but later, to come out b'mincha loy shchiach shikres. The whole reason he's permitted to continue eating, because loy shchiach shikres, he won't get shikr. So if he won't get shikr, so memela I can be assured that he'll be able to daven afterwards. By Meirev, the Gemara wants to say, since he'll get shikr, tfilas alves chayvo, he's not im hitzchel mavsikin. So al kaponim, we see from the Gemara that they were only matter by minche because loy shchiach shikres. I can be assured that I'll be able to daven later. Mashme da ein loy lahavsit vilas minche. So this is a mashmois that he's not mechuyev to be mavsit vilas minche. Ubesuke behed yemuki matnisim b'deike shuhus. The mishani amash evesi leel hodike shus vodeleke shus. One of the terutzim of the Gemara, that the Gemara asked in Sukkah. Here it says, Im hischilu, ein mafsik. And our Mishnah says, he's not mechuyev to be mafsik. And in the Mishnah in Sukkah says, noitle al shulchon, he's mechuyev to be mafsik, the sudan to be noitle ulev. So the Gemara answers, the Mishnah in Sukkah speaking about the lekeshus, if he'll be goymel the sudan, he will not have time to take the lulev. So therefore, he's mechuyev to be mafsik now. And our Mishnah is speaking about that even when he'll be goymel the Suda, he'll still have time to daven. So you see clear from the Gemara in Sukkah that the Gemara says that our Mishnah is speaking about that there is time to end the Suda and still daven Mincha. So therefore we'll understand the difficulties what Achayim had in Rashi. Rashi said, B'gmorim mefurish b'di'ike shus ligmer kaidim sheyaver azman. Where's this mefurish gemorah? Taisa said it's only a mashmois from the gemorah daf yud, and the gemorah in Sukkot is enough in the gemorah. So therefore others want to say, to make a grize in Rashi, b'gmorah b'sukkot mefurish b'di'ike shus ligmer kaidim sheyaver azman. Agav ulche, by when there's no shehus, and the din is mizmechuyev to be mafsik, so then the halacha is, that means if the suda will take 2 hours, and the zman tfila will end in an hour and a half. So there the halacha is, he's mechuyev to be mafsik right now. Since he cannot be mamshich the whole suda, we have to force him to be mafsik the suda. Then we don't say eat a little bit more, then we tell him to be mafsik right now, to daven, or to take lulu, whatever the case is. Let us see the Gemara. We had in the Mishnah that samoch lemincha, one is not permitted to yeshev adam la yeshev adam tnei hasap. Hai samoch lemincha, what mincha are we speaking about? Ilaim lemincha gdoila, if we're speaking about mincha gdoila. Now mincha gdoila, let us see what Rashi says. Mincha gdoila, Haskolas zman tomid shel bein ha'abayim. Mincha gdoila is when they started the hakrove of the tomid shel bein ha'abayim. And when was this? Mechi maschil laharif. Bein ha'abayim means when the sun starts going towards Meiriv. The hainu, when is this? Mechatzi sheva ulemailo. That means when the first half of the 7th hour passed already. That's Sheishu Machtze. So Rashi explains, the Chatzi Sheish, the Chatzi Sheva, Chama Oymedet Beroish Kol Odom. From Sheishu Machtze to Sheva Umachtze, no, Chomishu Machtze to Sheishu Machtze, so then the Chama is Oymedes Beroish Kol Odom. V'kaideres Kenegdo Lamato, it shines directly underneath. V'einoi noite l'shum tzad. Imachatzi Zayin from Sheishu Machte ulemailo noite berikia lemairo somuch leminche me'aschola sheva. So that means when the 6th hour ends, that is a half an hour before this man of Mincha Gdoila, that is a half an hour before this man of Mincha Gdoila, so then, that's a type Samoch Lemincha. So the Gemara asks, let's get back to the Gemara. Hai Samoch Lemincha, what does Samoch Lemincha mean? Ilema Lemincha Gdoila, doesn't mean Mincha Gdoila. So Samoch Lemincha will mean, Samoch Lemincha will mean a half an hour before Sheish Umach, so that means by the Seif of Sheish. Am I loy? So why shouldn't someone take a haircut? Ha'ike shehus b'yoyim tuva. There's so much time. And if Yeshua speaks out, I, someone will say, Zrizim ad-dina le-mitzvah, so he says, Mincha g'dayla is not al-chat-chiladik is man either. Because it's preferable to wait till Mincha k'tane, but to make a gzere, samoch le-mincha g'dayla, he shouldn't take a haircut, because he might bypass this man mincha. Doesn't make sense. Ha'ike shehus b'yoyim tuva, there's a lot of time yet. Ela samoch lemincha k'tana. No, so we have to say pshat in the Mishnah, samoch lemincha k'tana. Let us see Rashi. When is mincha k'tana? So Rashi says, mincha k'tana b'tes umachza. Mincha k'tana is after 9.5 hours of the day have passed. Hoyu regilim shaloi la'achra yoyser mikein. Now, by tesu machze, the kolben tomid, the hakrove was nigma. That means sheishu machze was the earliest time one was permitted to shech the kolben tomid. And in the Mishnah tomid nishchat, it would seem that by tesu machze, the kolben tomid was nikrav in ganzen, the complete hakrove occurred by Tesu Machtze. שירגילם שלוי לאחר יויסה מכאן, כדמרין אם אתם את נשחת, is סמוך לא מתחילס יוד, the beginning of the 10th hour, one is not permitted to layeshiv odom of nei asapo סמוך למנחה. So we'll say the Mishnah means mincha ktane, and then there's not too much time left. That is pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, im hischilu ein mafsikin. So good. So the first half of the Mishnah I understand. La yeshev adam, la yichnas adam, la yilecha, la yiledin. That I understand. But the Mishnah also says that if im hischil ein mafsikin, name it evit yuftid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ki vin shi giyaz man tfilas haminche, also lo odom she yitem klum koidem she yispalo tfilas haminche. So the Gemara says, if the Mishnah is speaking about mincha ktane, and the Mishnah says, im ischilu ein mafsikin, so this does not stim with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, also lo odom she yitem klum, a person is not permitted to be tayim anything, Kaidim she is palo tfilas amincha. Now, let us try to understand what pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Let us not look at Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis explains the Gemara's kasha. Leime tehevit yuftid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mashmelei. What is the tyuftid? Tafilu hischil mafsik. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, even if he had already started to eat, when it would come this man mincha, is mechuyev to be mafsik. Midiyomar also litoim. So the Gemara was medayik from the loshen of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Mishnah said as follows. The Mishnah said a person is not permitted to eat. Achila means asuda. He's not permitted to sit down to be kevei asuda before this man mincha. That is the Isser. The Isser is loy lechel. Loy lechel means to sit down to eat. The minute he sat down to eat, so that Isser he was over already. But it was hischel be'isser. So he sat down to eat. To continue eating, that is not the Isser of loy lechel. The Isser of lechel is to sit down to eat. After he sat down to eat, he's only continuing eating. Continuing eating, there's no such Isser. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Ve'im hitzchilu. He sat down already to eat. So now he's not being over loy lechel. He started to eat already. So he's permitted to continue. That is only if there's an iser achila. If there's an iser achila, so iser achila means hascholas achila. Im hitzchil, so now the oshayla is hamshachas achila. He's continuing eating. Continuing eating the chazal never asked. Therefore, im ischilu ein mafsikin. But if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, also litoim, there's a iser te'ime. Te'ime means not to kevei asude. Te'ime means he's not allowed to bite anything. He's not allowed to taste anything. So if there's an iser te'ime, so then there would never be a heter of im ischilu ein mafsikin. He's toyim b'chol rega v'rega. Each bite is a new te'ime. So mehechi teisi, there should be aloche im hischil ein mafsikin. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, since Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that when it comes this man of minche, also la adam sheyitaim, if there is an iser te'ime, then they could never apply a heter of im hischil ein mafsikin. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Ve'im toima. So Taisvis asks, no, we see lemaise that even though there is an iser te'ime, im hischil is not mechuyev to be mafsik. Luki masnisin behischil beheter. Let us say the Mishnah is speaking about that hischil beheter, he started eating when he was permitted to eat, and since it's hischil beheter, so even an iser timo becomes huter al yedei shehitzchil beheter. Where do we see this? The Ashkechen gabi havdole, we find by havdole the common nami ke'ailishne. A person is not allowed to be toyim before he makes Abdullah. So there's an isel te'imet. If a person started eating before he started Shalosh Shudas, bizman hetel, before this man Abdullah, so even though it came this man Abdullah, he's permitted to continue eating. So we see his chilu beheter is a matir. And it's matir, even the iso time. The koma hosam ochi yomarav havdola eine kevat. That even though this man havdola came, it is not keveya e iso. Vahanemili de kovi v'ochli. He started eating before. One is not permitted to start eating, but if he started eating before, he's permitted to continue eating. So we see if it's Hischel Beheter, even though there is an Isser Timim, but Hischel Beheter is a Matir, that he's mut, since he started Beheter, that is Matir, even though there's an Isser Timim when this man Tfila came or when this man Abdullah came. Yeshloimah, so Taisus answers them, Hischilu ein mafsikin mashmalei afilu Hischilu beHisser, ki depirish b'masnitin. I just mentioned before that the Mishnah is speaking about Hischil be'iser also. Hischil be'iser is not a matter. Hischil be'heter is a matter. Hischil be'iser is only shot that the iser hatzchola sachila does not apply if he started eating already. It's only hamshacha sachila. But if there is an iser te'ime, so then hischil be'iser will not be matter the iser te'ime. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Pshat in the Gemara's kasha is, since the Mishnah is speaking about Hischil be'iser also, so how could the Mishnah be speaking about Mincha Ktane? By Mincha Ktane, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that even Shigiyas Man Tfilas HaMincha also La'odam Sheyitem Klum Koidem Sheyispalo Tfilas HaMincha. That is L'chay Reb Shat in the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. It's a very shvere Rashi, which I also didn't find someone to speak about this Rashi. Tashi says, im hischilu ein mafsikin, how could the halacha be? Im hischilu ein mafsikin, bitmiye. How could it be ein mafsikin? The yaver hazman, who be over this man. Leimet hevet yufte, the ktani hoche yigmuru sudoson, if he'll be geimer the suda, he'll be over this man. So what Pshat and Rashi will be over this man? Rashi just said before the Mishnah speaking about b'deikeshus ligmer kaidem sheyaver hazman. Ein mafsikim is speaking about the first time. So what does Rashi say v'yaver hazman? And what does this have a shayches with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Let us go further. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara said the Mishnah cannot be speaking about Mincha Ktane, because Mincha Ktane, the halachim im ischilu eim avsikim, would not apply. So the Gemara says, la'olam samach la'mincha gedoyla. The Mishnah is speaking about Mincha gedoyla. Ah, you asked the kasha. That means soif sheish, after the sixth hour, one is not permitted to take a haircut. Ah, you said, Ike Shuhus Tuve. There's plenty of time to take a haircut and to daven mincha. We're not speaking about a posh at the haircut. We're speaking about Ubetas Poiris Ben Elosa. The haircut that Ben Elosa used to take, that haircut took time. Let us see what Rashi says. Ben Elosa, Chosnoi Shal Rebbe Hoya. He was the son-in-law of Rebbe. Upizer Mois. And he spent a lot of money to learn how one gets the haircut of the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol used to take a special type of haircut. All the hairs were cut, but not in Ganzen. That there was a length for each hair, that the top of the hair touched the ikar of the next hair next to it. And this took a long time to make such a haircut. And this is pshat in the posik, v'hainu kosoim Yichsemu es Roshayim, the Navi says the type of haircut the Kohen Gadol had to take, Umim Shachtuve. This haircut took a long time. So the Mishnah that says Lo Yeshiv Adam Lefnei Asapo is not speaking about a normal haircut. A normal haircut a person is permitted to take Bizman Mincha Gdoyla. We're speaking about a haircut Taspeiris Ben Alot. Now let us speak about the other things which are also. V'loy lemelchit, lekule milsa de melchit. We are speaking about that a person takes a complete melchit. What is kula milsa de melchit? Rashi says, lekula milsa de melchit, lochay froishoy, he shampooed his hair, ulishtateh bechamim, ubitzoynon, then he went into hot water and cold water, ulahaziyah, then he went into sweatpants. So this melchit, it took a long time to go through all the procedures of a melchit. This took a long time. Lekulei milsa de melchit. V'loy lebulsiki, that what he's not allowed to go into tannery, lebulsiki gedoyla. So Rashi says, bulsiki gedoyla, oireis harbe, there's a lot of skins, ubetchilas tikunan, this was a very big job. He shouldn't start this job even before Mincha Gdoyla, because it's going to take a lot of time. B'loi lechel, b'suda gdoyla. We're speaking about a suda gdoyla, and Taisa says a suda gdoyla means sudas eresin, sudas nisuin, sudas prismile, it's not a poshet a suda. This is a dova hanimshach. B'loi ledin, b'tchilas din. That the Dayanim are not permitted to sit down to Adin Teire, and we're speaking about the Tchilas Adin. We have to hear the tainess of the Balei Dinim, and this can take time. So that is the first teret of the Gemara, that the Mishnah is speaking about Mincha Gdoyla, and we're only speaking about only a certain type of a haircut, a certain type of a suda, etc. Ravache by Yaakov Omar lo'oilom betas peiris didot. No, we're speaking about all types of haircuts. Lechatchila amaylo yeshe. Aye, there's a shehus tuve. Why isn't he permitted to sit down to get a haircut? Gzeiro shema yishover hazuk. Maybe the scissors might break. So it is possible that a normal haircut can take a long time. So Chazal asked it to take even a normal haircut. V'loy lemelchit lahaziyah ba'almo. We're not speaking about it. He's going. He's taking a complete melchit. He's just going in for a shvitzbot. Aye, so that doesn't take too long. L'chatchila amayloi, gzeiro shemo yisalfo. He might become cholush. He might get weak. And he won't be able to daven. So memele, so therefore he's not allowed to go into a melchit for zeyebal. V'loi lebulsiki, Liyuni Bialme. He's not going to be misader the oires and to make the whole asik of the buski. He's just walking in before Minche to see Vasutzich with his oires. Lechatchila amayloi. So the Gemara says, what's wrong? He's just looking. Dilme chazi pseide bezvinei umatrit. He might go in and he'll see that the oires. He'll see there's a kilkel in the iris. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shema Yishaba Hazuk Shal Misparayim. Maybe the scissors will break. V'yitzorich lachzer achaz l'gacha. You'll have to go search for another pair of scissors. L'melchet nami l'itema l'kule milsa de melchet ela l'haziyah ba'alme. We're just speaking about he's going in for a shvitzbot. Liyuni bialme, she'ein zeh tchilas asiyosa, he's not going in to make the whole inyan of the tikkun ha'oire. Lohachi lechatchila lo yichnas lo samuch lemincha gdoyla, he shouldn't walk in to check up on the oires. Why? Dil mechazi pseida bezvine, shemon iskalkulu besoichai ha'oires. He'll see that the oiris that he had put into this bulsiki, they spoiled. And so what can he do about it? Umatrit yitztayel. And they'll have agmas nefesh. V'yei torud betzaroi, v'lo yispalo. will be togod with his tzal, with the agnes nefesh, and he won't daven. This is a very interesting thing. I mean, where do you see that a person who has tzal is potter to daven? The Gemara says, in broches togos finosoi bayom. The Gemara says, there's a mitzvah potter from tefillah. Misha avdos finos, an obolus chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Misha tovos finosoi bayom is chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs. So what do you refer to? She torah b'taroi v'lo yispalo. Lulu di mistafina means lo yispalo, that nish davin, and he'll say the word, but the cup licked b'taroi. That's what Rashi means, that nish davin, not say the word, but he won't davin. I don't know if Rashi means that. But this is very modern attack here. I mean, if he torah b'taroi, I mean, oto b'rshi yaskino. Let us go further. V'loy lechel besudektana. We're speaking about a sudektana. L'chatchila amayloy. What's wrong with a sudektana? Dilma osi lamshuchi. A sudektana can become nimshach. And these dvorim ktanim, because there's a possibility they might become nimshach in l'yavir's mantvila. Rashi. V'sosroi dine yisosru mashe posku. They'll be soiser the psak they had already paskin before. V'yarzru ben v'choizeli a tchilas din. So the gemar din will start to become a tchilas din. Let us see Taisvis. V'taspeire shal ben elosa. So now we have here two lashonis in the Gemara. The first lashon of the Gemara is tafka asu de gedoyla. Tavke taspeire shal ben alosa is also before mincha gdoila. Asu diktane is muta. The second loshen, Ravache bar Yaakov, holds that afilu asu diktane is also also. Now the shaila is, how do we paskin lahalocha? So Taisa says as follows. Nire da hochi ilchese, we paskin like the first loshen. Vishori su diktane b'mincha gdoila. And Taisvis says, La Haloche, one is permitted to start a Suda Ketana b'mincha gdoile, ad zman tfile. Taisvis l'chayre means, till mustabat the zman of mincha ketana. V'davke Suda gdoile, ke goin Sudas eiresin, unisuin, usudas mila osa, davke Suda gdoile is also Tavka Suda Gedoyla is also before Zman Mincha Gedoyla. Udeloi ke Rav Ache Bar Yaakov, not like Rav Ache Bar Yaakov, the Osar Afilu Suda Ketana Somach Le Mincha Gedoyla. We don't pass on Rav Ache Bar Yaakov. The Haloche Kilish Nekame. We pass on like the first Loshen. Why should we pass on like the first Loshen? So Taisvah says, the Sosom Lon Hashas, the Gemara said this teretz without names. The Gemara said this teretz. It was speaking about Aspiris Laben Aloso. It was speaking about a Suda Gedoyla without a name. The Rav Ashi Shehu Basro Sider Asasha. So Mistome. So this teretz that the Gemara was saying, this is Rav Ashi's teretz. The Hilchis Gevasa Lagabi Rav Ache Bayak. So Memele we paskin like. So if the shailas we paskin like Basroi, like Ravashi, Stom of the Shas, we paskin Ravache by Yaakov, so Taisva says, we paskin according to the Lishne Kame, and Dafka Asuda Gedoyla is also. Before we go further, this is Shitas HaTaisvus. Shitas HaRif, the Rif paskins like Ravache by Yaakov. And the Rif says, so therefore, Asuda Ketana is also Asa. The Balamoyer is a third Shita. The Balamoyer says that the Balamoyer hat an Einfall. The Balamoyer says, the Gemara really is the Kashe by Mincha Gedoyle Ha'ike Shehus Payoim Tuve. So the Gemara wanted to say, it's speaking about Mincha Ketana. So the Gemara says, it's Mincha Ketana, so name it Tevet Yuftid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. By Mincha, how could the Mishnah say Yimischilu Ein Mafsikin? According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, since there's an Issa Tima, there should be a Din of Mafsikin. So the Gemara did not Zetzer Ein by Mincha Ketane because of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So the Balamor says lahalacha, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So memele, so we can zetzer ein by mincha ktan. So according to the Balamor, we have a meira de kekula. Samach le mincha gedoyle, sayesu de gedoyle, sayesu de ktan is muta. The whole Isser is davke samach le mincha ktan. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a big mishmash, how to pasken. The Mechaber pasken like the Rif. And the Mechaber asked, Esu de Ktana, Samuch le Mincha Gdoyle. The Rema brings down Shitas HaTosvis, that only Esu de Gdoyle is also before Mincha Gdoyle, not Esu de Ktana. And the Bir Aloche says, he brings from the Goin, Meiker Adin, Shitas HaTosvis is right. That Avka Asuda Gedoyla is also before Mincha Gedoyla. Then later the Rama brings down the Balamoyer Shita, that Sai Asuda Gedoyla and Sai Asuda Ktana is Mutter before Mincha Gedoyla. And then the Rama brings down another Kula, that Asuda Ktana is Mutter before Mincha Ktana also. Only Asuda Gedoyla is also before Mincha Ktana. Meiradik. And the Rama says, as I feel man says, the Oilam is Mekel, and we're Mekel, we only Aser Asu the Gedele before Mincha Ktane, but the Rama puts in one Knech, with Seimach that the Shamish used to go around and used to be Kaire, or everyone to come to Davin. So Memele, so therefore we are Mekel, even by Asu the Ktane, Samach le Mincha Ktane, with Seimach al Kriyas HaShamish. So therefore, and the Mishnah Berurah explained, the Shamish went all over. I don't know how big the city was, but he went to the Bulski, he went to the Melchitz, he went and to all the houses, and they called out that it's time to daven Mincha. So Memele, so therefore they only asked, a Sude Gedoyle Koidem LeMincha Ktan. Al Koponim, it's a tremendous Machloikis HaRishonim and a Machloikis HaPoiskim, and Meikar Adin, the Goyim says we paskin like Tosfos. That Davka Asuda Gedoyle is Davka Asuda Gedoyle is also Samach Lemincha Gedoyle. Now let us skip two lines because this is going on the Gemara further. We didn't learn the Gemara further. So let's skip two lines. Umiyu Samach Lemincha Ktane. Samach Lemincha Ktane Osa Afilu Suda Ktane. Samach leMincha Ktane, then Afilu Asuda Ktane is also awesome. Because the whole problem was by Mincha Gdoyla, the Ika Shehu Stuva, but by Mincha Ktane, then everything is awesome. Vim Hischilu, that's one thing. And then Taisvis throws in another halacha. Vim Hischilu, that will be. Im Hischilu Samach leMincha Ktane, Mafsikin. So then the halacha will be mafsik. So Taisa says, Va'afal Gav, with that I pick this up, Va'afal Gav the Shas, Ilav the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Havi Muki lo b'suda ktana. The Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah is speaking about Asuda ktana v'somach l'mincha ktana v'mischilu ein mafsik. The Gemara, the only reason we didn't say this is because it'll be shver leimet habit yuf to the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But like time along to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kedama beperek filas hashache, that is the balamoyer's cheshbin. But Taisva says, mikol mokim, kiven the masik stam hashas hochi, the gemara about that is ois gewissen, that there has to be a mischilu mafsik in somach la mincha ktane, mashme de bohodi mischilu mafsik in kaim along kavosai. The davke b'hod the omar the osel litaim afilu peiris loykaim along kevosay. That what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that one is not permitted to be toyim peiris. That we don't pass on like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But the halacha that mischilu mafsikin, this is afilu you don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. L'cheir, it's very difficult to understand. L'cheir, the Gemara went with the Cheshbon, since it's an Isser Time, so therefore, im ischilu mafsikin. If we don't paskin that there's an Isser Time, so why should there be a dinim ischilu ein mafsikin? Why should be dinim ischilu mafsikin? It could be, Taisvis means, we don't paskin according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Time's Peiris is also. But te'imat pas is zicharosa. So memele, so therefore there should be a din im hischilu mafsikin afilu according to us. Let us go further. Ne'emosai hascholas taspoiret. In the Mishnah we have, im hischil ein mafsikin. What is considered the haschola? The Sfasema says, because it says, lo yeshev odom lifnei hasapo. It doesn't speak about the haircut even. He's not permitted to sit down. But when is it called hascholim, hischil? Me'emisai hascholos taspoiris. Omar Rav Ovin, mishi yoniach mafoiris shel saporin al birkov. When they took, there was a suda, they used to spread that out on his knees, that his knees shouldn't get full of hair. So that's called already, we started the haircut already. That's even though they didn't start cutting, that's called aschole and ein mafsikim. Umei emosai hascholas merchitz. When is it called that they started the merchitz? Omar Rav Ovin, mishayare ma'afartoi hemenu. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, mei emosai hascholas taspoiris. The name is shuv ein mafsik. Kidisnan imi ischilu ein mafsikim. Ma'afoiris sudel. The noisnoi al bilkov, he used to put this on his knees, shloyiper haseir al begodov. So that's called hascholos taspoiris. Mishayare ma'afartoi heimenu, sudroi, when he takes off the sudra, v'hu rishayin lafshotas begodov. This was the first beged they took off in the melchitz, that was the sudra, they told them some of the sudra shal roishay, that was the first beged they took off, so he's starting to get undressed, that's called hascholos ha-melchitz. Umei emosai hascholas bursiki, mishe yikshir ben kseifo. So Rashi says, mishe yikshir ben kseifo, es bota izroi oisov shekoirin bartaire. That means it seems he used to tie his sleeves, they shouldn't get in his way. So when he started tying his sleeves already, so he started already the asik of the bursiki, and mishilu emafsiki. Umei emosai hascholos achila. When is it considered hascholos achila? Rav Omar misheyitol yodo. When he washed for the suda, that's called he started eating. Rav Chanina Omar misheyater chagura. When he untied his gartel. When he untied it, he loosened his belt, but it wasn't a posh at the belt, it was an asik to untie the gartel. So Memelu, when he untied the galtel, that's Ascholos Achille, so then he's not Mechuyev he may continue eating. This was even before Natilus Yadayim. So he's permitted to continue eating. The Loi Pligi, there's no Machloikis, Holom V'Holahu. The Bnei Bovel, that when they galtel themselves, it was a very tight, complicated galtel. So when they unloosened the galtel, so that already for them is considered a tirche, so it's considered they're not mechuyev to retire again. That's called already, they start, that's called ascholos achila. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael never had such a tight galtel, they weren't even matter the galtel by the achila. So by them, ascholos achila was by the Mishanot al Yod. Let us go a little further. Omar Abaye, Hani Chavrin Bavloi, the Bavloim, who by them, Hatoras Ha'ezer, Mishayater Hagure, that is considered Ascholos Achila. So Abaye said as follows. Omar Abaye, Hani Chavrin Bavloi, Leman Diomat Philis Arvis Rishus, according to the man the Yoma that says Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. Kivin the Shorilei Hem Yenei. So if they were matriach themselves and they opened up the galto, Loi Matrichinilei, so we're not matriach them and they're permitted to continue eating. And as we mentioned before, Taisva says, even though they'll miss Meir. But if you hold Tfilas Arvis is a choive, So even though they were matter the galto, matrachina like. Frag the Gemara, what tvilas minche de la kul alma choivehi. Tvilas minche is zicher achoiv. Usnan im ischilu ein mafsikim. And we learned, but there's a din, even though tvilas minche is achoiv, im ischilu ein mafsikim. Ba'omar Rabbi Chanina mishayater chaguroi, that the hascholas achila is mishayater chaguroi, the halacha is that he's permitted to continue eating, and he'll daven mincha later. So memelas tovos geit meron tvilas arvis is achoiva. So, but it shouldn't be worse than tvilas mincha, which is also achoiva. And the halacha is im ischilu ein mafsikim. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference between mincha and meira. Hosam loishchiche shikros, hoche shchiche shikros. By the sude of minche, it's not shchiach shikros. So the whole shaila is, maybe he might, maybe the sude will be nimshach. So since yeshu hus bayoim, we're speaking about that the normal time that it'll take for the sude to be eaten, the shuhus, that after this man suda, there'll still be time to daven. So memelo we paskin, that imis chilu ein mafsikin. But hocha, by mayrev shchiche shikras, the shaila is not, it's not sufficient that there's time to daven. But we have to have a person who is able to daven. Maybe after the suda, you lost your baal tefillah already, he'll be shikar ready, he's unable to daven. So memelo, so if tefillas alvis is a chayva, by permitting him to eat without davening Ma'ariv, we're playing with fire. He might become shik and he won't daven completely. So therefore, we will only matter of tefillas alvis is reshus. So if alvis is reshus, so he'll be shik and he won't daven. It's eichnish kefela. But if tefillas alvis is a choyva, we wouldn't be matter if he was matter the chogel, that he should be able to continue eating. There's a Meira Dike Rashba. The Rashba says that Afilu Tfilas Alvis Choyve, they were not Mater Mishayater Chagula. But if he started eating, he's permitted to continue eating. He says, the Haskola, the Kula, which we have by Minche, that when he started the Hachonis of the Achila, he may continue to eat. That doesn't apply by Meira. But if Bepayali started to eat, the Rashba says, then he's permitted to continue eating. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Halong v'halu b'nei bavul ha'yuchaygren as atzmon v'chayzik." They made a very tight gartel. V'chayichlem. So when they're sitting down to eat, zrichen lahatiram. They have to open up the gartel, loosen it up. B'nei Eretz Yisrael, ha'yu noigin came b'atoras chagure koydim netilus yedaim, because they have had a tight gartel to begin with. L'man diyom etvilus avos reshus b'meseches broches. Mipnei shehi keneged hekter halovim ve'imurim. Tvilas alvis is keneged the haktore of the imurim. She'ein ma'akven kaparosin. It's not ma'akiv the korban. So therefore it's a reshus. Le'matrechin alei lahavsik ala yigmer. Va'achar kach yispalo. He'll daven later. Laman di omar choyvo. Bitmiye. And therefore, Now, so we had here a memre of Rav Chanine and a memre of Rav. Now, it's very interesting. Rav was in Bovel and Rav Chanine was in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chanine said, Mishayater Chaguro, and Rav said, Mishayitol Yodov. So, Lechayre, it's been a hapachu. So, Tosis explains as follows. Rav Chanine, Shehoyo be'Eretz Yisrael, Hoya oimer le talmidev shehoyu mi bavel. The talmidim of Rab Chanina in Eretz Yisrael were bavliim. The Rav shehoyu mi bavel oimer le talmidev shehoyu mi Eretz Yisrael. So it's very interesting that the Eretz Yisrael went to Bavel to learn, and the bavliim went to Eretz Yisrael. L'chayra, if he had yeshivas in both places, so Taisa says, no, there was a kavana. V'shedalkon ha'yolis rachek, shleihoyu yecheilim lasei kol kach bebeisam. The tachlis wasn't Rav said a better shir, Rav Chanina said a better shir, the shirim were gewaldig. The shah was to get away from home in order to learn. So b'meile, the Babylonian went to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael went to Babel. So b'meile, so each one here, talmidim from another mokim. V'koshe, the b'perik, he said, b'bochim, b'soif, he come, Rav Chizda Omar, al ha'oretz v'alpeh Yisrael. Rav Chizda was in Babel. Rav Yechina was in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Chizda said that by the bracha me'yein sholish, you say, al ha'oretz v'alpeh Yisrael, on her peiris. Rabbi Yochanan and Omar al ha'oretz v'al ha'peiris. You don't say peiris. You say al ha'oretz v'al ha'peiris. For Omar hosam loy pligi, ha'olom v'ha'lohu. The bnei Eretz Yisrael say peirisel, the bnei Babel say peiris. Maskif lo Rav Nachman Rav Chizde. So Rav Chizde was a Babel dike. Inu ochli deretz Yisrael deki eat v'anan mevolchinon, and we make our loretz v'alpeiroisel, doesn't make sense. V'rek toises umay porich lei, Rav Chizda ima l'talmidim shayim eretz Yisrael. We just put down the fact that the Talmidim, that the Bavliim had Talmidim from Eretz Yisrael, so he's telling deretz Yisrael deki l'talmidim what broche to make. When Rav Chizda said this halacha, he only had Talmidim from Babel. The man the Yom Tzvilus Avis Rishus Loi Matrechinelei. If Yom Tzvilus Avis is a Rishus, Loi Matrechinelei. Bim Taima Teipek Loi Mishum Krishme. The Einach Nami Tzvilus Avis is a Rishus, but what's with Krishme? Krishme is a Daraisa. The Yeshloime in by Krishma's Mafsikin, the Yeshloime Kigain Shekore Krishma. Speaking about the Elaine Krishma Red. The Nira Lari, Afilu Lamandi Oma Tfilis Alvis Rishus, Ein Levat Lo Bechinam. Does that mean that a person is Rishus if he wants, he davens Maya, if he wants, he doesn't daven? Elo Bishvil Shum Tzorech. Only one is permitted for a Tzorech to be Mevat Lo Maya. Kimoi, Bishorehem Yonah. Here Taisa says this Yisod. That if he started the Suda already, he started with Achonis on the Suda, he's not Mechuyiv to be Mavsik. Dohoche. So Lasalvis is Rishu, so if he started the Achonis, he's permitted to be Mevatel. Ein Levatel Bechinam, Elo Bishvil Shum Tzerech. But here Taisa says that he's permitted to be Mevatel. Oy, Im Yeshu Mitzvah She'eino Eiveres, Yasa mitzvah v'lo yispalo. Acha b'isha mitzvah eina yaveres. Tzvilus avos rishus means that a mitzvah has a din kedima over tzvilus avos. Avol b'chinam. Stam as a person does not want to daven ma'irim, ein levatlon. Teida, shere Yaakov tikna. Yaakov ina was mesakin tzvilus avos. V'lo ma yesh levatlon b'chinam. What right does a person have to be mevatlon tzvilus avos? V'oy demrinim per tzvilus ashach ishi keneged aktoros eivorim shikol alaylo. Tvilus Mayriv is keneged aktoras ayvorim. Doloi ma'akvi kapore. It's not ma'akiv de kodin el a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. Hachinami tvilus avis mitzvah. Ve'ein laharich.